Littlefinger did not need to be urged. I will bring the city watch, he promised Ned. The Lannister line parted to let him through and closed behind him. Littlefinger put his heels to his mare and vanished around a corner. Ned's men had drawn their swords, but there were 3 against 20. Eyes watched from nearby windows and doors, but no one was about to intervene. His party was mounted, the Lannisters on foot, save for Jaime himself. A charge might win them free, but it seemed to Eddard Stark that they had a surer, safer tactic. Kill me, he warned the Kingslayer, and Catelyn will most certainly slay Tyrion. Jaime Lannister poked at Ned's chest with a gilded sword that had sipped the blood of the last of the Dragon Kings. Would she? The noble Catelyn Tully of Riverrun murder a hostage? I think not, he sighed. But I am not willing to chance my brother's life on a woman's honor. Jaime slid the golden sword into its sheath. So I suppose I'll let you run back to Robert to tell him how I frightened you. I wonder if he'll care. Jaime pushed his wet hair back with his fingers and wheeled his horse around. When he was beyond the line of swordsmen, he glanced back at his captain. Trigar, see that no harm comes to Lord Stark. As you say, my lord. Still, we wouldn't want him to leave here entirely unchastened, so... Through the night and the rain, he glimpsed the white of Jaime's smile. Kill his men.